This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. President-elect Joe Biden has unveiled a $1.9 trillion stimulus package proposal on Thursday, designed to jumpstart the economy and speed up the U.S. response to the coronavirus pandemic. It includes $415 billion to bolster the response to the virus and the rollout of COVID-19 vaccines, some $1 trillion in direct relief to households, and roughly $440 billion for small businesses and communities particularly hard hit by the pandemic.
A crisis of deep human suffering is in plain sight, and there's no time to waste. We have to act, and we have to act now.
The package comes at a time when more than 23 million Americans have been infected with the coronavirus, and more than 388,000 people have died from COVID-19 in the United States. The nation's airlines are stepping up security on flights to Washington ahead of next week's presidential inauguration, including a ban on firearms. AP's Jackie Quinn reports.
Delta, United, Alaska, and American Airlines say passengers flying to the nation's capital will not be allowed to fly with guns checked into their luggage. Other airlines are announcing other steps, like American Airlines banning alcohol on flights to D.C. The FAA's announced a crackdown on violence or threats. Administrator Stephen Dixon reports crew harassment is on the rise,
both from passengers' refusals to wear masks and from recent violence at the U.S. Capitol.
Last week, Senator Mitt Romney was heckled on a flight by President Trump supporters who will never fly on Delta again, says an airline spokesman. Alaska Airlines has banned 14 passengers. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Visit voanews.com for more. This is VOA News. Vote counting began Thursday in Uganda's presidential and parliamentary elections. AP's Karen Chamas has details.
As security forces tried to stop supporters of the main opposition leader, Bobi Wine, from monitoring polling stations, voters came out in force. Even though internet was cut off, long lines of voters snaked into the distance in the capital, Kampala. Local coordinator Eric Mutenga said voting went better than expected.
It's been quite not chaotic like expected. At this particular center, I think everything's mostly gone on well.
Opposition leader Bobi Wine arrived to the cheers of a crowd and cast his ballot. He made the sign of the cross, then raised his fist and smiled. Wine told local broadcaster that he will win, although it may not be officially acknowledged by the Election Commission.
Regardless of the arrests, the people of Uganda, who we have been calling upon all along to take charge of their future, to take charge of this election.
I'm Karen Chamas.
The World Meteorological Organization warns that record-setting global temperatures are accelerating the pace of human-induced climate change. Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva.
The World Meteorological Organization says the past decade was the warmest on record, encompassing six of the world's hottest years. WMO spokeswoman Claire Nullis tells VOA the record-setting temperature events indicate a persistent long-term climate change trend.
It's a clear signal that climate change is continuing. There's no sign of it easing off at all, quite the contrary.
The WMO says La Niña, a naturally occurring cooling climate phenomenon, put a brake on 2020's record-setting heat at the end of the year. La Niña is expected to continue into the early to mid part of this year. However, meteorologists note La Niña's cooling effect is only temporary. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
The number of people seeking unemployment aid soared last week to nearly 1 million, the most since late August. AP's Shelley Adler has details.
Before the pandemic, weekly applications typically numbered around 225,000. This week, it's close to 1 million.
By any measure, I think this is shocking.
Mark Hamrick, who's the senior economic analyst for Bankrate.com.
We, you know, see the depth and duration of this economic downturn now at 43 weeks.
But there may be help on the way as the Biden administration is set to take over next week.
It will take further assistance to bring the economy out of its woes, and that's what President-elect Biden and elected officials in Washington are hoping to do.
I'm Shelley Adler.
A down day on Wall Street with all three major indices finishing trading Thursday in negative territory. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA.